up straight at the foot of your love. I lift my shirt up. Stand up straight at the foot of your love. I lift my shirt up. I was carried to Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. Lay my head on the hood of your car, I take it too far. Lay my head on the hood of your car, I take it too far. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The floors are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a blood bus. Yes, I am. I'm on a blood bus. I'm on a blood bus. God, I am my mama's blood. Blood. I was carried to Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The flows are falling out from everybody.
Hey, okay.
Hello.
Okay, transition.
Hi.
This is Daria
and Bella,
and you're listening to Second Breakfast at 91.5 FM.
WFLO. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I got really distracted by the guy.
Oh, I know. I also was looking. There's just like some
there's a
guy.
Picture of a man.
I'm sure it's like I'm sure us. It's someone famous. I'm 100% sure of that. But I
someone on eBoard's like. Hello, everyone. Hey, welcome to the last show.
Obviously, we had to start late because we've started every show late.
Just keeping you on your toes.
Yeah.
Like, when are they gonna come on? And then you're like, are they gonna come on? We should have an intro song, guys. Like this, like Bella and Daria. On the track.
Wait, I don't want to get doxxed. Anyways.
This is shade.
Anyways, that's not related to any other show. Anyways, super happy to be here for our last show. Actually, neither of us were planning on going, but now we're here and so excited about it.
And there's something beautiful about that.
Oh, I cracked my hands on.
No, that's good.
No, but I feel bad about it because I know that's not a happy thing for a lot of people.
Okay.
We're going to be doing semester favorites. We've listened to a lot of music this semester.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to keep it to, like, songs we found this semester. Or, like, it might just be songs we've played. Because, like, I kind of want to play some Lady Gaga. And that obviously was not really coming out this semester. Oh, my God. I've listened to such weird music this semester.
Know,
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Very cool.
Happy finals to those
Good luck
who celebrate.
To everyone.
Happy finals to the people who are done with their finals.
Happy finals to the people done. Happy finals to the people who still have finals. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Me included in there.
Wait, which one do you have left?
I've not written this paper.
Oh, in my head, on like a final as an exam. But you're right.
You're right in the sense that it's gonna be bad.
No, it's gonna be good.
Oh,
and your professor's gonna. Oh, actually, it's gonna be good. So don't worry about that.
I'm gonna drag my professor right now. I'm not gonna name drop him, but he gave me some of the harshest feedback I've ever received, and this is a STEM class. So can't wait to write that paper. That I've definitely started. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, I actually saw Daria working on it, I
think. Anyways.
On her desk.
Oof. Okay. I'm gonna play some amazing songs.
Okay, so the first song I'm gonna play is, so famously this backstory doesn't need to be said, but I'm gonna say it, is that I will famously make Spotify playlists with two songs.
Yeah. It's famous to me because I'm like, can you be decisive?
And I'm like, this is going to be a whole concept. This is going to be a whole theme. And then I stop at maybe two or three songs.
Wait.
Is that better?
I don't know. Well, I'd also just turned up my thing. Okay. That'd be so funny if it was just like
silence.
It was like, you can kind of hear it.
This playlist, I don't remember why I named it this. It was called, but Dari was like, happy birth.
No, I said congratulations on your pregnancy because the playlist is called Making Space for Two.
No, it's taking up the space
for two. But still, I don't know.
I don't remember why I called it that. I think it was because I was like really like starfishing on the bed. Was like the original intention, but I don't really know like what the vibe was with that. But there's one of the three songs on this is for the baby. One of the three songs on this playlist is My Idol by Jordana and Paul Cherry. And one of the things with these playlists is I'll play them, so I end up listening to the same song 400 times. So here is that song.
Sorry, you can hear me typing. I'm checking on something.
We're just checking ASMR.
No. Oh, no. Okay. And get ready for this.
Different light. Decided that we're gonna talk every other song.
Yeah. Are mics on? Yes. I can hear it.
Hello.
Yep. No, I got it.
I got it.
Okay, I guess we are gonna talk, but we don't have anything to say. That's never happened before. Okay, so that last song was bonus track off of Solar Power by Lord. We kind of went on reverse order because I went with the song that I started listening to like end of summer, and you went with a song you're listening to right now.
So that's going, wait, maybe we should keep doing that.
It's kind of beautiful. Okay, wait, so am I flipping or am I going forward?
Keep going forward. Keep moving forward.
Literally, keep moving forward. Okay. Yeah, I love that song.
That was really beautiful, and I remember when everyone hated album.
Soulbride. What was up with that?
Hated it. Like, they were like, oh, Lorde's coming out with a new album. It's the best day of my life. And then they were like, why did she just release music to disappoint? And I was like, I kind of liked it.
I really liked that album. Also, it's just like, it's something different, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah. I was never huge. I was like, I mean, I liked Ribs.
Oh, are you talking about Pure Heroin?
I'm talking, like, I was not like a Lorde stan.
Whoa.
Like, at all? And everyone's surprised.
No, I'm just like, yeah, I am surprised. I don't know why I was like pretending like it wasn't about me being surprised. No.
I don't know why. I just like that missed me in high school, middle school.
I think I there was this person that drove me to school. Sorry, that like makes it sound weird. One of my friends.
There was this
drove me to school every day, and she like played Melodrama all the way through, like every day. And I was like, this is the best thing ever. Also, I was like 17. Like, I was the right age. No, it must have been like 15 or 16. Like, I was the right age for it to be hitting.
To hit, yeah.
That album is so good.
The impact of people playing me music when I was in high school. No, people that I like looked up to. I was just talking about, like, there is this guy that I idolized. I thought he was so cool, and I wanted to be just like him, and he loved The National, and I, like, forced myself to love The National because
of him. I mean, there's the amount of, like, you force yourself to like music that, like, people you like.
Yeah.
And then there's the amount of, like, someone plays a song, and you're like, oh, my God, this is...
This is the best thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. See, we found something to talk about.
Yeah. Well, we'll always find something to talk about. Don't worry about that. Oh, my God. Hi, Brooke Chomko.
Yes!
Did you just tune in without knowing it was us and then you hear Solar Power? That's cool if so. We're playing our fall favorites, just so you know. Yeah. Brooke Chomko, welcome back. Welcome back to America.
Welcome back to America. Hashtag we USA. Missed you. We love you.
So glad you're back.
So we needed that.
Wait, I'll save this. I have a discussion.
Was we off air or like later?
No.
Or are you saving the discussion?
Saving the discussion for later. Because we got to play some songs. Okay.
Okay, this next song. This is just... So we played our Guilty Pleasure songs last show. You weren't here. But I played Timothée Chalamet singing Bob Dylan.
Oh, no.
People didn't like it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I watched this clip of Timothée Chalamet recently from the movie. And I was like, oh, the accent does get grating. Where he's like... Yeah. But here's an actual Bob Dylan song that I love. I love Bob Dylan. I'm going to say this to anyone that's getting into Bob Dylan via the movie. I'm going to say the wise words of my 8th grade science teacher who said, Bob Dylan, you don't listen to Bob Dylan songs, you listen to Bob Dylan albums.
Mm.
So if you like a song, listen to the whole album. So this is Simple Twist of Fate off of Blood on the Tracks, which is one of my favorite Bob Dylan albums. And I love it.
Can't wait.
Enjoy.
Yay. Oh, my watch.
Her watch
fell off.
They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. Saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup, a love of a blind man at the gates and forgot about his simple twist of fate. Room was bare. He didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care. Pushed the window open wide. Felt that emptiness inside, to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clock, walks along with a parrot that talks, hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for his simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on this simple twist of fate.
Darius locked in.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Darius clocked in at the locked in factory.
Mm.
I kept saying that before my 40 final. I kept being like, I'm clocked in as a locksmith at the locked in factory. I was just really, I don't think Shepard or Andrew behind me were really enjoying that. But
yeah,
like, it was just me trying.
They're probably
to
like silence. I started wearing headphones during my final, and I feel like that really helped.
Wait, that's
like
they let
earplugs.
You do that?
Like earplugs?
Oh, earplugs. I was like, they let you wear a headphone.
Well, I was like, someone's I really like, hope they
someone's
don't.
Like whispering the answers.
No, I know. I was like, I really hope they don't come up to me and they're like, "What's in your ears?" Because it's like so much weirder to be like,
"Oh, I
like earplugs." And then also because they were like, no, I was thinking about that. I was like, they probably think I'm getting like whispered the answers, but it's also like, how would they know anything on the test?
Yeah,
I just feel like
thinking about that plot
specific,
line
yeah.
of.
Oh, of Sex Life of College Girls. Yeah, I love that show so much.
Guys, you should watch it.
We've been watching. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's such like good
representation of college life.
Not
yeah.
for us, but for some people.
For some people, and that's awesome. For
like, I feel like relationally, yes, but like,
especially in your like freshman year, I think that's pretty yeah. accurate.
They just like, they go out to like frat parties so much
yeah,
in a way that's just
it's
not true
us.
For us, I think. Until young Sheldon plays at ATO. Anyways.
In which case,
yeah.
Actually, I'm stand.
Yeah.
What was that last song?
Okay, that last song was a Hiatus Coyote song.
Daria put me on, thank you.
I don't know, they're just really fun. I think they're Australian. I don't know that much about them.
they're Australian, I don't know that much.
But wait, let me actually, I'm confirming that right now. Melbourne. Melbourne-based. I don't know. I really like their sound. I think it's fun that it's, like, very bass-heavy and, like, cool instruments.
I forgot
like,
you play the bass.
Bass reveal.
She plays bass.
I don't know what that song is.
You know what? I'm going to play it, even though I didn't listen to it this
semester. Wait, I don't want to hear it.
It's good. It's not bad. It's Viva Doobie.
Viva Doobie.
Viva Doobie. Not going to play it next, though.
Okay. Yeah, no. Hiatus Coyote. Super awesome. I don't have anything else to say about that. I don't play the bass that well, so I don't talk about it because I'm so bad at it that like if anyone brings it up, then it's just like embarrassing.
Like play something on the bass, and you're like, no. I feel like you're good.
Yeah. Hope, my next door neighbor. My room neighbor.
Oh.
Was like, I heard you playing the bass the other day, but I wasn't.
Hope
so
was
I'm
like,
confused as to what she heard.
Hope was like, I hear you singing opera.
I do hear you singing. Period.
I'm sorry.
No.
I need to practice.
No, that's good. That's beautiful.
Okay. Are we out of things to say for this chunk?
Yep.
next song is And She Was by Talking Heads.
True.
This is, where am I at? Maybe like November?
That's Let's see. I'm still in October.
So this is perfect.
So
we're like,
perfect.
Where, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Dreaming. See the lights of the neighbor's house. Now she's starting to rise.
back on the medicine. Cause every spiral brings me back into your arms again. Said no regrets, cause you're my sunset, fiery red, forever fearless, and in your arms a warm horizon. Don't look back, let's ride away, let's ride away. So many stories we were told about a safety net, but when I look for it, it's just a hand that's holding mine. I'm wearing black to mourn the sudden loss of innocence. And that's alright because it hides the dirt and hides the wine. They said no regrets, cause you're my sunset, fiery red, forever fearless, and in your arms a warm horizon. Don't look back, let's ride.
Okay, I feel like I need to talk about that song before I do the PSA, which is to
Please.
Say that, like, love Caroline Polachek, but her music is super weird and, like, very... Well,
wasn't that weird. I thought it was... Well, maybe it's because I know...
Well, it's because you like Caroline. Like, if you, yeah. for the first time, were hearing Caroline Polachek, you'd be like, wow, what a weirdo. But she does that on the Tiny Desk, and that was crazy and awesome, and everyone should go watch that.
She is, like, such... I love, like, musicians that really do try to... like make weird stuff.
I agree.
Mainstream.
Also, she's a classically trained Baroque opera singer.
And you can tell.
And certainly she's putting that in. And I think that's awesome. Like super weird and cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's hit this PSA and then we'll talk more. Don't worry. Okay. PSA. If it's broke, why not try fixing it? Repair manifesto.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. It's actually just the image, but I'm choosing to read it. Okay. In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time as well as harming the environment.
Oh.
Sorry, I forgot to say that word.
A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones.
While, oh my gosh, while some electronic devices are purposely manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites such as iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often not enough, that will do the trick.
So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions. And remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Okay, the reason I wanted to read this PSA is because over the summer, we had this laptop that was like the battery wasn't working. Oh, sorry. Me at the Center for Engineering Education and Outreach had this laptop that was like not working because the port was broken. And so we went to iFixit.com and we got this whole kit. And like, I will say the kit was expensive,
really?
But like,
awesome.
But like, it would have been like $500 at Redacted store. Maybe they have a particular logo that's a particular fruit, because they make it in a way that's like hard for people to fix. And I think that's really messed up.
Me and my mom, shout out to my mom who's listening right now.
Yep.
Watched this documentary recently on like waste and like consumer culture. And yeah, a lot of like technology hardware companies make their you cannot repair a lot of products because
it's like internally kept secrets. So yeah, and so iFixit does a really good job with that. But also even on the level of like clothing, like
buy secondhand,
sew your clothes. Craft Center has really awesome sewing. Is not that hard. I'm not that good at it, but it isn't that hard.
You can go the sometimes the Craft Center has, what is it called, darning?
Well, I've never heard of that, but that's probably true.
I've never heard of that.
I didn't
like repair holes.
No, that
your...
was happening. Okay, for the people who are not online, I'm sorry.
Anyways. We made a lot of references about last week when we played.
Thank God.
We played the weekend.
The people who no one warns. anyways.
The weekend.
So excited to see it once I finish this dang paper.
Daria, every time she's went to go see Wicked, has been too stressed.
Yes.
I love telling this story to people. I've been studying this.
It makes it sound like I'm too stressed to see Wicked.
Like, you think about Wicked too much.
To see Wicked, I just don't have enough time right now.
I know.
To see Wicked.
But you're going to finish your paper that you're almost done with.
Hey, Mom, if you're listening. She's not awake. It's fine.
It's fine. Okay, awesome. Anything else to add? You can have something else to add.
No, I don't. I don't know why
we're, like,
I pretended like
one step away
like
from this being a podcast.
No, I...
We need to be careful.
We're really edging that territory.
Okay. Next song. I think we're hitting... I think we're, like, still in November.
Wait, also, I would like to say I would play the Tyler, the Creator album, but I can't.
Literally. I agree. I was going to play... Wait.
I would have played Balloon, which is a great song.
Which one is?
It's with Dochi.
Oh.
So good. And it's slept on because it's at the bottom.
Okay. So. Let's talk about Dochi for a second. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I know. I've seen you listen to her a lot.
Because I was going to play Dochi, but I can't.
Yeah.
She is awesome.
She is awesome.
Have you seen her Tiny Desk?
It's so good.
So good.
This is now the second time we've mentioned Tiny Desk. For those of you who don't know, NPR puts on little performances where people sit at this tiny desk.
Have you ever seen the other side? It's like a full office.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, like, actually. It's like when you're like, why are there so many people there? It's because it's like literally a desk in an office and like everyone at the office is watching.
So awesome.
I love literally at the recent searches, Dochi, Bob Dylan, Wicked soundtrack.
Yeah, Dochi's so talented, going to be so famous soon.
I know, I'm really excited. Guys, we knew her.
Crazy face card.
Crazy. Crazy.
Anyways, I really like Dochi. Super talented.
So we would have played Balloon. Yep. Insert Balloon here.
And next. Okay.
Next song, Wolf by Big Thief. I love Big Thief.
I don't
Thief.
Know this one. This it's is exciting.
Okay. Shout out Madison. We went to an 8 Train Laker concert together.
Oh my God, I forgot that was... Whoa.
I know. This semester.
What a long semester.
Enjoy.
Wishing you'd hang around. every front, witnessing the gameless hunt. Mermaids don't kill, that's the way they sing so fine. Now your lips are on the line, now there is a broken tongue. Met you so young, felt so frozen. Thank you.
Hey. Hey.
That was an abrupt transition from the conversation we were just having. Okay.
Wait, can I? Oh, hello.
Turned up. That was Carry Me Out by Mitski. That was from Bury Me at Makeout Creek, which that album title is a reference to a Simpsons quote.
Did not know that.
Yeah, shout out Ashton. She told me about that. But I love that album, and I, for no particular reason, was listening to it a lot this semester. Like, I guess like a month ago at this point. Yeah. So it was like, because we're going in reverse order. I love that album. It's so
good.
That song, I mean, I don't know. I love a song where they scream. And
I love, yes.
I love a song with a build.
I feel like this song, like, filled the, like, melodrama niche that I didn't have in high school. Like, I feel like I listened to it when I was, like, 15, 16, 17.
I didn't know about Mitski until college, which is awesome.
Well, also, you're older than me.
Oh, true. Oh, I forgot about that. That's so true. I guess we're, like, kind of listening to it at the same time. Anyways.
No, do you have anything else to say?
Horse divorce. Hors d'oeuvres.
Horse divorce.
Really I can't good. Stop saying that for years, in fact.
Was it like always a bit, or was yeah, it did it start it out? Looks, horse divorce is well, so
someone,
good.
I'm looking at my Spotify right now, and someone that's going to go unnamed made a playlist called Horse Divorce.
Spelled like, that way?
Almost.
Spelled like horse divorce?
Spelled like or divorce.
The fake way?
I know. But it should be horse divorce. So, I don't know. Every time I say hors d'oeuvres, which horses. Is not that often,
I'm like, every time I say hors d'oeuvres.
Divorce. And someone said that to me the other day, and I started cheering because I was so excited.
Yes!
Anyways. What are you going to play next? Oh, I know what you're going to play next.
The thing I want to say about this is that I think it was on my Spotify Wrapped, wasn't it?
That's
I feel like I read
crazy.
That. I feel like I was reading my top songs, and I was like, "Oh, this song on like number three."
I'm just gonna reveal that it was from an album that was re-released in October. It's the Brat remixes.
Hold on. Sorry, give me 1 second.
No, everyone. I know. I'm looking at my. I'm pretty sure many of my top songs of 2020. How do I?
When was play when was Oh, here it is.
The Brat remix was released in October. I'm almost sure of that.
Just gonna read out my top five songs
right
now.
Are you serious? Oh, right now.
It's really scary. I have it pulled up.
Oh, from Wrapped?
Yes.
Oh God.
Sunshine Baby, Touching Yourself, top two.
Yep.
Third is the song we're about to play.
That's crazy. It came out in October.
And then Juna, and then Sexy to Someone.
Yeah, I'm like looking at.
This is the most like summer. I guess that's just listening to a lot of music over the summer.
All of my top five were songs I was listening to, like, only that song multiple times in a row when I was in a really hard class that Bella's in right now. So maybe that's just what it puts you through.
Trauma.
No, it's awesome.
And I do love, I love that class. I actually do love, famously, I love that class.
Yes, it's awesome. Anyways.
My professor was like, in these last five, we were taking our final recently.
Thank you for not name dropping.
And she was like, we have only 5 minutes together, trying to let your sadness get in the way of your answers. And I actually got a little emotional.
Why would she say that during the exam?
And Shepherd, who was sitting behind me, was like, well, he didn't say this during the test, but after the test, he was like, I thought she was referencing how hard the test was. And I was like, I took it as the, like, the sadness of this class ending, because this was one of the best classes I've ever taken in my life.
Oh, that's funny that those were your two reactions. Oh man.
Anyways, shout out to that professor.
And shout out to this song.
And shout out to this song.
Before this song, I'm actually just gonna reveal what song it is. Basically, the tweet that came out the week before the Brat remixes came out that was like, claim your spots now, ladies, and it was like, I was a fan of the Japanese house before the Brat remix, because she's obviously like kind of indie still.
Yeah,
but it's so good. All right, so everyone go listen to In the End It Always Does. First of all, amazing album title. Okay, sorry.
Okay, wait,
we'll just play the song. Yeah.
Bye. I wanna know when you're through, when you're feeling, when you're feeling it all.
I'm so bored. Wake up late, eat some cereal, try my best to be physical, lose myself in a TV show.
Wait, turn it up a little bit. Okay, I'm like offended. Okay, this is Anthems by Charlie XCX playing another Charlie XCX song. You're welcome. How I'm Feeling Now, which was released in 2020. This is a very 2020 song, but it's so good. And
it's
I keep listening to it.
This is a great
album.
I've been
hyping myself up.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry, this is a lot of words.
No, it's okay. This is Bella.
This is Daria.
On Second Breakfast.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Enjoy the rest of the song.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you next semester.
See you next semester. Have a good break. Ah!
Go online shopping, I'm so uninspired. I just wanna breathe, silence in the trees. Dirt all on my knees, got some hands to hold on to. I get existential and so strange. I hear no sounds when I'm shouting.